Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode 17, one episode away from the finale.
The pre-finale.
This is the pre-finale. We've almost gotten there. We're almost there. Okay, guys. Check out the A&M Podcast Network because we have this podcast. We have our Summer House podcast. We have One Season Wonders. We have it all. Go check it out. Also, be sure to rate, subscribe, review this podcast. Obviously, we're recording these very much in advance. So like no one's had time to rate, subscribe, and review because no one's really listening because we're in our off season right now. But by the time you hear this, we're in our on season. So please just throw a 5-star rating, 5-star review super quick. It doesn't have to be that long. Just be like, cool podcast. 5 stars. Like that's fine.
XOXO.
That's a fine review.
Gossip girl.
Also join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group. There was some news I posted that we'll talk about in our after show. So I am still keeping tabs on the Vanderpump kiddos.
Kiddos.
And follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. We do sometimes have Bravo celebrities that like our photos, such as Christina Kelly, Peter, and Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. There have been no others, but I am hopeful if I keep posting pictures of them that they will like it. Also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get for just $1 a month. You will get access to our fun pre-show, which is where Meredith and I catch up about everything except the show that we're podcasting about. Also you will get any episodes that we record early. So today's date is March 10th. By the time you're listening to this, it is way past. You don't even know what you did on March 10th. That's how
we're ending Q3, Q2,
Q2. Yes. Yeah. Haha. Wow. You're a whole quarter behind us. So you could have had this early, but you didn't. You missed out. What a waste.
But don't do that again.
Don't do it again. Don't let us keep talking about you this way. Don't be that person. Because you're going to listen to this and be like, I'm still this person. So join because we will continue to talk about you. You will still be that person. Okay. But then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where we discuss any Vanderpump news. Eventually we'll do a Summer House after show where we'll discuss Summer House news, like all that good shit. Super fun. Also we'll say your name on the podcast if you give us $2 a month. So we'd like to thank Tracy, Mariah, Dustin, and Jackie.
Woo!
Hooray!
Cannon.
I always put them in a different order. I don't care. It's whoever I think of first. Because let me tell you, for $5 a month, you'll get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you'll be able to ask us questions. Any kind of question you want. Honestly, most people just comment on the episodes we record for $1 a month. But if it's live shows, this is what I've decided. If it's live shows, I'm going to ask you your opinion for $5 a month. So $1 a month, give us your thoughts. $5 a month, live show thoughts only, because I care.
And we get also, them before we record.
Yes, yes. So we can get all your thoughts in. But then for, what's it called?
$5 a month.
We'll also pick a patron of the episode. And we have 2 $5 a month patrons, but they're married. So they're our podcast parents. Their names are Jackie and Dustin, and we love them the mostest.
Snaps for our podcast parents.
We are obsessed with them. I basically know them. They basically know us. We're a happy family.
Come join the fam.
Family. Those are my cheetah sisters and Dustin. I got all my sisters with me. Okay. Let's go. Episode. Wait, I'm going to mix it up.
I'm already done with my drink. I got myself a nice Dr. Pepper from McDonald's.
Mine is a Truly raspberry iced tea.
Should I go grab my glass of wine? Should I mix it up?
You do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'll hold the pot. Woo! Meredith is also mixing it up with white wine.
I got my white wine, friends.
We decided that if you have white wine, you should just finish the bottle in one sitting because it lasts bad.
It lasts it. Bad?
It lasts bad, you know.
Yeah. It just gets worse the longer it sits.
English! Okay, so let's talk about Vanderpump. Woo! Okay. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Sheena got married. Miami girl confronted Tom. Kristen, super obsessed with catching Tom and his like cheating lie that he's got going on. Jax, super wishy-washy on if Jack or if Tom cheated or not. But Tom Schwartz did admit that he cheated on Katie in Vegas, and Katie's pissed. And so to make her less pissed, he got her a ring on a string, but that just made Katie even more pissed and sad. Kristen is still texting Tom Sandoval, and that makes James pissed. And then Kristen got pissed and punched James in the face. So everyone's pissed and Kristen's weird. And Sheena's married.
That's hearing that all back, I'm just like, I'm over this Miami girl crap.
I am too. I don't care. And half this episode was like, did he do it? And I'm like, do we care anymore?
Why are we asking the same question from episode one? This season just really drags on, in my opinion.
It's the same thing. We've been talking about Miami Girl 5 ever. Okay.
Like, well, think about last season. At this time, Stassi was backhanding Kristen.
Awesome.
I mean, what a great season.
That was awesome.
But it's okay. Got 2 episodes left.
So we're at Sir. Jax approaches Tom Sandoval and Ariana. Jax is so sad that his date bailed. But I don't remember
again,
Carmen agreeing to be
not
his
a date.
Date.
Not a date.
Oh, really missed out. But Sandoval loved not being a part of all the drama because we talk about Kristen punching James in the face. What a psychopath.
Thank God we missed that.
And Jax is like, oh, I can't believe Kristen. Sheena asked for one day, one out of the 364 days we have. What a mess Jax's brain fucking is.
Do you think he thinks when people say 365, they're talking about the leap day?
No, you know what I think? I think that Jax was saying Sheena asked for one day
Kristen gets 364 and Sheena should get one day.
But instead he said it as one day out of the 364 days we have. That's what I think was happening because I don't know. He's 40. No, he's not 40, but he's
basically,
you know, he's 1,000.
We're rounding up.
But what a mess. Katie and Christina are reunited and Katie's like, oh my God, the wedding was so nice. And Christina's like, oh, I'm sad. I wasn't invited.
I want the bad things. Yeah. Don't tell me about how the venue was pretty.
And Katie's like, well, Kristen punched James in the face and I got a ring on a string, which Christina was like, good. Engagement? And Katie's like, no. And she's wearing the ring on her finger. She took that shit off that string so fast.
Every time she says ring on a string, it makes me think of a white shitty ass string you like find on the ground.
Yeah. Ring on a lace, a shoelace.
Yeah.
And then Katie's like, I told Tom not to give me a ring unless it was the ring.
And of course, and then Christina's like, so how did you react? And Katie's like, I started crying.
I cannot get over that. That's the biggest plot twist in Tom Schwartz's world. Cause he's like, I'm going to give my bitch a ring on a string. She's going to fucking love it. And then the minute he opens it, she sobs and he's like, oh like, no
shit.
I know.
How did I read this wrong?
Yeah. But Christina basically gives Katie the same advice. Like, is it worth it? You really have to think about if you want to wait for him to do that shit.
Which is kind of sad when everybody gives her this advice because
they're not like break up with him though. They're like, you have to really look deep.
Well, I think they're they kind of are in a way without saying, they're not saying break up with Schwartz. They're saying like, you need to evaluate if this relationship is going where you want it to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So then Peter talks to Ariana and Sandoval at the bar. Oh my God. The honeymoon is like heaven. Yay. Next. James is folding some napkins and Lisa comes over. So they chat about the pink table. James needs to make sure that looks fine. He's not doing his job.
Give him a few things. He's on the clock.
How was the wedding? And James is like, I wish I had a chance to enjoy it a little more. And Lisa's like, I'm not even surprised that Kristen caused some problems because that's like not even the tea anymore. That's like normal fucking life. And James is like, well, I was really drunk and then I blacked out and I was wasted and then she punched me. And Lisa's like, what?
Whoa.
I love that. It's very casual. It's like, yeah, Kristen punched someone. Everyone's like, ha, yeah.
Everybody's like, oh.
Yeah, ooh, that.
It's like the gossip, but it's not like, oh my God. It's normal. Yeah,
ooh. And Lisa thinks James definitely has a reason to feel insecure in this relationship because of Tom Sandoval, but like you still can't get drunk and aggressive and violent.
No.
So both parties, I think, were really wrong in this scenario. Kristen definitely. James.
But Lisa gives really good advice to James here. It's like, I love how much she invests in her employees and like is this mom figure. I think that's why this show works so well, is she actually knows the day-to-day life of her employees.
Yes. But she basically is like, are you really happy? Like maybe this really isn't the relationship you should be in.
Like, even though you're happy, because she asks, are you happy? And he says, of course, like, I love being in this relationship, which I'm like, okay, I bet there are some good moments, you know, like, I bet there are things he really loves about it. And with the age difference, like his maturity level is at Kristen's maturity level. So this, he's the one winning kind of in this, like it works for him because it's not like he's looking to get married or anything. But he does need to evaluate, and like Lisa tells him, regroup. I think you really need to sit and think about like what has been happening in your relationship and if this is the best thing for you. Not if you're happy, if this is the best thing for you.
Yeah. And we revisit that he's 22 and he's just immature and he thinks he's in love. Everyone's in love at 22.
At some point, somebody says Kristen and James have a 9-year age gap. So at this point, Kristen's 31. And he is 22. Could you even imagine dating a 22-year-old at 25?
I mean, I couldn't imagine dating younger. But then again, if I had the emotional intelligence of Kristen, maybe. Because they seem to be on the same fucking level. They seem to both have the emotional intelligence of a 15-year-old tween girl.
True. Well, the last thing Lisa gives James for advice is keep the drama away if you want to keep having a job here.
Yeah, mainly because Kristen's banned from this restaurant. Okay, now we're at Fat Sal's, and this is one of my favorite friendships. It's Peter and Stassi. And I love that Stassi orders for Peter and then Same. Peter pays. It's so cute.
I wondered if that employee thought that they were on a date.
Yeah, these two were never meant to date. Their friendship's enough. And I love that this is the one ex Stassi's like okay with.
Yeah, she says she doesn't really have a lot of people to count on, but Peter's always there. She's got him.
So Stassi immediately is like, how was the wedding? And Peter's like, it was really nice. Too bad you weren't going to go. And Sheena's like, I wouldn't go because I don't genuinely love Sheena. And that's who should be at her wedding, which is fair. Okay, fine.
I liked how she phrased this. Like she needs to be surrounded by people who genuinely love her. I'm not one of them. I'm cool with missing it.
But then I also appreciate that Stassi admits that she keeps ripping on this wedding. She's a total mean girl about it. She's just not nice. She does that. She's like, I'm not nice.
If you're going to be mean, admit it. And I like that she's not saying this stuff to Sheena. I don't think it's that bad to say some of this stuff behind people's back. This is kind of how I act.
You are Stassi. But then Peter tells Stassi about crazy Kristen punching James in the face. And Peter's surprised she didn't do more damage because of their size difference. And because she's been taking Wutai. I was more like...
The size difference. Oh my God.
I didn't even think about the size difference. I thought like, Kristen's like a black belt or something. This bitch hits. But then James is also just child. He's barely legal.
Oh my God. This is just crazy. Also, it's funny that in every single conversation in this episode, we talk about the fight or the punch.
No one cares. No one has any idea why they were fighting though. Kristen's life is since Miami girl, Kristen's life is basically trash though.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, she's been fired and Tom Sandoval hates her and she's crazy. And
we find out that a stripper punched her.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the stripper thing. That was so random. Okay. But, she has an obsession with Tom Sandoval. Ugh, they broke up. Plot twist, Kristen's been texting Stassi recently, her to go to breakfast.
And Stassi is very curious, has to acknowledge the text and go.
And Peter hates Kristen, and he's like, Kristen's going to poison your mind. And Stassi's like, it's funny. It's fine at this. It's like funny at this point. But Stassi has no idea. She knows Kristen's up to something, but it's like a car crash in slow motion. You can't not look.
See, I don't mind the crazy Kristen stuff on the side. It's that, like, we constantly are talking about...
It's the main storyline.
Yeah. That's what bothers me.
Everyone has the same opinion except Kristen's side bitch, Rachel.
Yeah, nothing is new about this drama. There's it's one washer. Like, it just keeps cycling and it's
There's not one person that's like, Kristen's insane and needs to stop. Not one. They're all like, yeah. And to which I'm like, come on. It's fine. Okay, now we're at a cafe with Kristen and James. And holy shit, is it awkward.
She's like whispering. She's like, how are you?
But Kristen doesn't look as disheveled as she normally does. She like looks okay.
So fine.
Yeah, she looks like a normal human
being. We also get James ordering coffee and Kristen a mimosa. I'm like, honey,
we don't need to be. Did she also order tequila?
Okay, she jokingly said tequila. The waitress walks up and goes, what would you like? And she goes, tequila. Tequila.
Okay, the subtitles didn't even catch it. I watched this like 40 times and I was like, what? And so I put subtitles on. I was like, oh my God, not even the subtitles know what she said.
She was like whispering so much at the beginning.
Tequila.
I think she was trying to appear like very meek and like a dainty little like female. And it's like, Kristen, you are not that. You are crazy and you are just, like...
You man punched your boyfriend in the face.
He had a bruise. He literally said, at least he had a bruise.
Like, I'm strong, but I couldn't do damage like Kristen. She scares the hell out of me. So James is, I know we're both like, Kristen would destroy us. And she's like, she's the size of one of my thighs and she could beat the living shit out of me. Okay, so James has taken last few days to reflect, and he takes responsibility for getting in Kristen's face, which I think
is amazing.
Yes. But Kristen makes him happy, and that moment really wasn't them, which I was like, that moment was 100%. I'm like,
oh, why couldn't we just say, I own my part. I shouldn't have gotten in your face. We don't need to be like, I still love you.
And Kristen acknowledges that she did feel threatened, which again is fair, but she shouldn't have punched him. This is the
most adult conversation I've ever seen out of Kristen.
From a 22-year-old and Kristen. And someone who acts like a 22-year-old. But she's worried their relationship is tainted. And James is like, it's not. I just want to live in this relationship without my insecurities, aka Tom Sandoval.
What did you think about her saying that their relationship was tainted?
No, I think the relationship is toxic.
Yeah, I agree.
Not tainted. And I think it's been toxic because Kristen's obsessed with Tom Sandoval.
I feel like this was an out for her. Like her being like, well, now it's tainted. We can't do this.
We can't date anymore because you got in my face and I punched you in the face. And now this is the moment that our relationship isn't peaches. Yeah. But it's like, ma'am, you've been trying to take down your ex-boyfriend this whole relationship. It's been tainted. Listen,
if they had a really big moment where like there was like domestic violence, I totally understand. This was domestic violence, but like one punch, I feel like doesn't really taint your relationship when you guys are both shit-faced at a wedding.
Yeah, 1,000%. But James basically says like, we cannot talk about Tom Sandoval 24/7.
Kristen's
like,
time.
I don't talk about him 24/7. She said, I was just watching a show where some girl was like, I have to talk about my boyfriend all the time. It's like diarrhea of the mouth. Like it just keeps coming. And I'm like, that's Kristen. She like doesn't even mean to. And like Tom Sandoval just comes out before she thinks about it. Which is why she doesn't realize. She
can't even acknowledge it because there are things that like, I know I talk about all the time. And I'm like, damn it. Why do I keep talking about that?
I will acknowledge all the time to my roommate. I'll be like, sorry, I keep bringing this up. I'm like crazy, but
I can't let
the fact that Kristen's like, I don't talk about him 24/7. I'm just trying to destroy his life as my full-time job. It's not even work. So it's for fun. Okay. It's my hobby. Yeah. Okay. But James is like, I'm telling you the problem and you're not taking responsibility for it, but I still love you, which is like basically where it ends.
This is like Stockholm syndrome with James, honestly. Like basically says like, yeah, you're obsessed with him. And she's like, I'm not obsessed with him. Listen, all I want to do is just prove I'm not a liar. She like tags talking about Tom with her being called a liar. And I'm like, nobody has ever called you a liar.
It's not it's more of like, even if she was just like, okay, I'm giving up, I'd be like, okay, Kristen was just trying to like ruin her ex-boyfriend's relationship. I get that. That's less crazy to me than you not trying own to call it, the though. Liar.
Own
yeah,
it.
Just be like, I'm crazy bitch. And we'd all be like, cool, cool, cool.
The more
like,
you no own that you're crazy, the less people see you as crazy, to be honest. Also,
there's two things. One, when you were talking, you're like, James was like, blah, blah, blah. And Kristen was like, I don't talk about, like, you made Kristen. I love that. And two, Kristen must have a golden vagina if James can still not dump. Like, Tom Sandoval, 6 years and multiple cheating scandals later, and then Tom or James getting punched in the face, still cannot leave this bitch.
And Jack's twice.
I want to see her like porn tapes. She must be crazy in bed. I can't imagine.
Oh God.
She must never not say the word no. Like, I don't understand. Because she doesn't look like the hottest. She's always disheveled. Except now. Except
but when the lights are off, that's you can't true. See that.
I know, but Kristen, someone once said Kristen looks like she smells like stale beer and cigarettes.
Yeah.
So like the smell would still be, ew, I don't stop. Understand it. I don't understand it. Someone tell me. If you have fucked Kristen Doty, let me know why. Like, just tell me what it's so magical. All right.
Well, Kristen says they really need to get their shit together and stop pretending everything's cool, which I'm like,
love is crazy, but they love each other. Kristen like, has never said she loves James, but James is in love with Kristen.
Even the way they look at each other, you can tell it's different. But my favorite part of this entire episode, I don't know, maybe not the entire episode, but definitely this conversation, is Kristen saying that she was very upfront and honest with what she could provide to James.
Yeah.
And he can leave at any time.
In the restaurant. Also, James should kind of know because he worked at Sir. So he should see this whole thing. But it just makes me think like their first date, Kristen's like, here's what's happening. I'm obsessed with my ex-boyfriend and I'm going to destroy his life. And you're either on board or not. And James was like, on board.
I'm in.
Got it. I'm telling you.
Sign me up.
But then she was like, we can have sex anytime you want and do whatever. And James was like, yeah, okay. Sounds fun. 22-year-old is like, yeah, all right.
And he probably thought like, I can make her like fall in love with me and be obsessed with me.
James, your dick is not as magical as her vagina. I don't understand. Someone tell me. It's fine. But okay, so next door, we're not at Sir, we're next door to Sir. Mm-hmm. There's this restaurant where Sir employees come to get drunk when they can't get drinks at Sir. I get it. Super fun. So we have Jax, Schwartz, Katie, Ariana, and Sandoval. We're all getting some jalapeno margs because the middle of the day, we're about to go to a shift. We got to get it in. They like the drinks, not the penis.
I love how they like are like, let's get shit faced before work.
Yeah. Oh, I love that's great. So then Sandoval's like, hey, Katie, didn't you get a ring on a
shift? How's that ring going?
Where is it? Where is it? And Katie's like, I took it off the fucking string.
It's right here.
And Schwartz goes, the minute I gave it to her, I remember she said, don't give me a ring on a string. Like he fucking completely, that conversation was out of his mind. And he thought this is a good idea. Ugh. Not when he was buying the ring, not when he was packing it to go to this wedding. None of it hit until that moment.
Until Katie started crying.
He blatantly said it and he forgot. And Ariana thinks the gesture is slightly inconsiderate. Like she straight up.
It what did is.
She say? Yeah, like
she said it's basically like if she's allergic to cheese and you give her a blue cheesecake for her birthday.
Yeah, it's like, how rude of you. Like, how rude.
It's only inconsiderate because of where Katie is at in their relationship and where she wants it to be. Yeah. Again, this would be a great gesture if you're 6 months in, if you're in high school, college. Yes.
And the fact that she said, do not get me this gift. And he got her that exact
gift. Isn't it crazy how listening to someone can really save you a lot?
Do you think he, in his brain, he's like, no, she said I want ring on a string. She's been saying that. And then as soon as she opens it, he's like, oh, wait, she said don't get ring on string.
I bet he tuned it all out and then she started crying and said, I didn't want this. And he was like, fuck.
You know what would be funny? If in his mind, he's like, two fixed relationship. Like Jax is like, apartment plus whatever equals Stassi. He's like, Katie's sad. Katie sad plus ring on string
is Katie plus
dog equals Katie happy. And then as soon as he gets there, he's like, oh, minus ring on string equal Katie happy. That was it. But Schwartz just wants to be financially secure before they get engaged, which I don't understand.
Neither does Katie, because what does financially secure mean to Tom? It's not like they define that and they have like a goal. It's just a vague term.
I'm going to guess he's in debt because earlier he said he did go to college. And I just kind of think that to me, if you go to college, even if you don't have loans, you're probably in debt for a while. You're probably not financially secure. So that's just where I am with Schwartz. Even Jax is like, you don't have to wait for a certain moment. You just do it. And like,
no, if he had set goals, like I want to be able to buy a house.
Yes.
Right after we get married or like within a year of getting married, like a
monetary goal. I want to have $5,000 in my savings account or to my name. Fine. But he's just like financially secure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Start playing the lottery, Katie.
Schwartz's version of a diamond and wedding was a dog and a ring on a string. And the fact that he said that, I want to punch it.
I was like, you are literally already buried and you're helping Katie put the dirt over you.
Hey, Katie, keep it going.
I'll start putting some of the dirt back in. Hold on.
No, this is him just going, I'll just jump in. No worries. Yeah. I got it. The grave.
I already dug the hole. I'll just jump in and you just put the dirt on.
You might have to put the dirt on me, but it's angles, you know?
I've already set it up for you.
I would, but weird angle. So Jax then is like, I was talking to Carmen the other night, right? So Jax and Carmen still keep in touch, even though she ditched him as his maybe date.
As his not date.
So he meets up with her and Rachel and Kristen are there, which Jax, of course, because this group hates Kristen. He's like, oh, Kristen was there. So Kristen starts screaming at Jax about how he doesn't have her back and how Jax is still friends with Tom. And Jax is like, I don't know who to pick. Like both of them are my BFFLs.
It's weird that Kristen is saying, I can't believe you're friends with Tom. Cause what did Tom do to her? That she didn't do to him in theory. Like Kristen believes that he and Ariana cheated on her. Yeah. But like she cheated on him too. So I feel like that cancels each other out.
Well, in Kristen's mind, she's the only one being punished for anything. The rest of them have all done. It's like Jax when he was like, all of you do shitty things. That's Kristen. But instead of saying it, she's just going to like destroy everyone else.
I guess
it's very different. And Katie is like, hey, I heard something about Carmen and Kristen getting into a fight with a stripper. And Jax is like, oh, I'm not one to gossip, but here's the tea. Which
and Ariana's like, Ariana dies.
dies. Basically, Carmen called Jax and then because they were having a girls' night and Kristen was wasted and she yelled at a stripper and the stripper was pissed. And so when the stripper got off stage, the stripper thought it was Rachel yelling and then decked Rachel and knocked her out, which like this stripper's taking Wu Tai too, man. Who are these strippers?
Listen, Kristen and this stripper must work out at the same place.
I want to see them fight.
Kristen's drunk while she's doing it. So she didn't really learn how to knock James out. She just knows how to throw a good punch.
Yeah, no. So, we're all like, maybe Kristen should take a break because she's been fired, kicked out of a strip club and dumped.
She's by at James because at this point low.
At this point they think James and Kristen will never get back together because like why would they, but
they think James has standards.
Yeah, no, but little though do they know that Kristen has the most magical sex life in the world.
Two of them at that table do know.
Tom Schwartz is the only one like, what's so great about Kristen? And Tom Sandoval and Jax are like, well let me tell you,
it's gold.
So now it like shoots out money, Schwartz. That's how you get financially stable. So now we're off to Sir right next door. I'm going to say it. I want Katie and Ariana's friendship. I want it shown. I want them to become friends. I want hangouts. I want it video.
I like that they can even just like be friendly. Like you aren't forced to be like best friends with these people, but like they are both very chill people that they can be friends with anyone. You don't have to be best friends.
I want it though. I want these two. The only friends are these two.
I just like where it's at. You know, like they hang out with the guys. They're really chill. Now, mainly, remember we used to be on the I Hate Katie train at the beginning of the season? Look how far we've come with Katie.
Mainly, I want the lunch we just had minus Jax. I just want the double date. I want it.
I'll take Jax because I feel like he feels lonely when he's with them. And I appreciate that. I
know, he's so lonely. So they all get ready, and then we see Sheena. She's back from Hawaii.
She's like bouncing when she's walking in.
Honeymoon
hey guys,
was perfect.
Hey so guys. Happy look to
at,
be here.
Look at my tan. Christina Kelly's there. She's super nice, even though she wasn't invited to the wedding, which I would be bitter about. But also,
I don't think, yeah, I don't fine. Think Christina Kelly cares.
She cares. She doesn't. James is here, and he asked Sheena to chat. Do you have time for a chat?
So, oh, God.
Sheena basically says, like, the main concern with inviting Kristen was that Kristen was going to do something. And then Kristen did make the event all about her, which I think is false because they like, did Sheena. This very sneaky. Nobody knew. No one knew. And it was to the side. Not even the guests knew. Have you seen
And it was
TikTok?
At the very end. Remember when Sheena was bitching that like none of her shit was happening and it was the yeah. end of the reception. This happened even after that.
Mm-hmm. Do you at all know TikTok?
Yeah, I know of the TikTok.
Do you know the TikTok? I find all my TikToks on Instagram. So same. There is a TikTok where they're like, how are they going to know? No one's going to know. How are they going to know?
No,
have you
seen
that one? Okay, well, it's basically people do like shady, not shady things, but like weird things. And you're like, how would they know? No one's going to know. That was this. This is like, no one's going to know. Because
no.
How would they know?
No one no at one the knew. Event knew until James walked back up and told, I think Sandoval was the only person
yeah,
he actually Kristen told until
and
after the wedding,
after
Sheena knew Sheena. In the bungalow. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but then James defends Kristen, which Sheena's like, wait, what the fuck? She punched you in the face.
Well, cause think about it, the rumor is still that James and Kristen aren't together. We just yeah. heard that at lunch.
Yeah. That's the rumor. The fact is Kristen punched him in the face. The rumor is they're obviously not together after that, but now James is defending Kristen. And James is basically like, look, I'm not trying to get like involved in this drama. I got out of high school 2 years ago. I don't want to get back into that shit. And Sheena's like, oh my God, sir.
Oh my God, you did get out of high school. Basically, I think he was like 3 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's
no.
about four years, but you know, we're there.
He could have graduated when he was 19 though.
Yeah, we don't know. No one's going to know. How would they know? So James does apologize to Sheena.
Again, Kristen, owns his part in it. Yes. Love this, but like, stop defending her while owning your shit.
And Kristen has not apologized yet. So Sheena has no reason to care about Kristen ruining her wedding to the side that no one knew about. Okay. So now Lisa's here. She walks up just as Jax is dissing the salt and pepper shakers at Sir. We're not made of money, Jax. Okay. Because you keep stealing from us.
But yeah.
So Lisa has an event and she needs Peter and Jax to spread the word and invite people. It's basically a pump and it's to adopt a dog, lucky dog or lucky puppy yeah. or something. This is where you adopt a dog. Lance Bass is helping her with it. It's great because Peter's been looking for a dog.
Exactly.
Jax has also been looking for a job, but Lisa's
no.
like, no, that's not.
Just bring the people. Thing. Don't take a dog.
Bring the people. Leave with nothing. Basically, yeah. do not. But Peter can get a dog, so we're excited.
Yes, he's a responsible adult.
And then we talk about Sheena's wedding, and of course, Jax is like, hey, I don't like to gossip, but did you hear that Kristen punched James in the face? And he's like super dissing Kristen. He's like, you know, she's the worst. She's crazy. Psycho Kristen. She keeps trying to meet up with me and talk about Tom. I can't take it anymore. And Lisa's like, yeah, great. Don't do it here. And Jax is like, well, we all know Kristen's crazy. You know Kristen as well as I do. And Lisa's like, no, I don't. You've actually been inside of her. So you know her inside
and out. And Jax is like, damn it. Walked into that one.
So funny. But Lisa's basically like, look, there's honesty, which like Jax thinks he has, but then there's diplomacy.
A new word.
Yeah. Define it. But that's where... you know, you don't just blurt everything out to ruin people's lives, right? You kind of take it
you don't
back,
lie, but right. you don't just open the floodgates.
Yeah. You don't just say everything and you don't tell other people's business, right? There's that saying mm-hmm. where it's like, it's not my secret to tell.
Yes. Learn that phrase, Jax.
Yeah. But yeah, just whatever, do whatever with Kristen. Just don't do it at Sir.
Again,
post for fucking everyone.
If you want a job, leave Kristen away.
Yeah. So now we're out for breakfast. kind of breakfast. I mean, they order like wraps and stuff, so that's not breakfast food, but you know. Kristen's here to meet Stassi. It's not as weird as we thought it would be.
I mean, it is awkward. It's
weird, but like Kristen fucked Stassi's boyfriend yes. while they were ish dating. You know, that weird in between.
The only and then weird lied about thing it. That Stassi like notes is that it's weird that they used to be best friends and now they can't yes. really, like, it's weird to like be they're like, we're going to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, they're not friends. So Stassi's immediately, you know, why am I here? You know, I'm over it. And they talk a little bit, you know, wedding. And then Stassi's like, yeah, I heard you punch James in the face. And Kristen's like, ha, yeah, that's true.
He got to get the alone. punch conversation into yeah. every sit down.
He wouldn't leave me alone and I snapped. But then why were they fighting? Oh, because Kristen keeps talking about Tom and Tom's calling Kristen a liar, but that's obviously not
ridiculous. You don't call me a liar.
It's obviously true. Have you seen all the facts? Flash to everything that does not make sense. There's something missing. This is the thing. You don't have cold, hard proof. So yes. it just.
And the problem of this is that Kristen says months ago, Jax and her talked about this Miami stuff. And Jax in private told Kristen like what happened, that it was true. But now in public, he'll deny it. So Kristen asked Stassi, you know, like, how do I get him to tell the truth? You're an expert at this. What do I do?
So you need Stassi's help. I love that. She's like,
I know. So you need something. My help.
Stassi knows Kristen's not just a friend. She can't just apologize. She needs something.
No. And Stassi's the Jax whisperer. Listen, yeah, she knows how to get a story out of Jax.
Of course. So Stassi tells her, like, Jax isn't going to say it in front of his friends, right? He's not going to say it in front of Tom and Ariana and Katie because that's like a sacred crew, right? You can't get yeah, on the and bad
he's
not, side.
Listen, this is what Jax will never do. Even if it is the truth, he kind of does have some slight diplomacy, I'll say, with his friends. He's not going to rat them out in front of them. To he's a little face. Sneakier. Yeah.
Plus, especially with Kristen, where he can just go, you're crazy, and not give a yes or no answer, right?
Yeah, duh. Exactly.
He might say it in front of Sheena, and then Sheena would tell Ariane, that's
beautiful. That is the Stassi way to get around it.
That's it. But Kristen's like, I need backup. I'm going to bring Rachel, because she's basically the first Stassi, right? It went Rachel, yeah. then Stassi. And Stassi's like,
which, that's not a okay. bad plan, in my opinion. Yeah. Doesn't Stassi, hurt anything to have her.
Exactly. And Stassi's like, look, you're going to need to push, right? Jax likes to gossip and tell the truth and be a good person, like, quote unquote, good person. But if you don't push, he's not going to just say it, right? You gotta
keep laying it on. Just keep pushing it. He'll finally give it up at some point.
But Stassi does want to know that Kristen should consider letting it go. Stop pointing out flaws in other people to make yourself feel better. Mm-hmm. Just let it go. Let it go.
And no, she whatever. And she brings up, like, you just said James has a problem with this. You're going to lose him if you keep going after this. Like,
yeah.
What, like, really, I really would just ask you to just let it go. Is this going to be worth it? And of course, Kristen's like, I'm going to give it one more shot.
Yeah. I just one need to be attempt. Right. I just need to be right. And Stassi's like, look, you lost your friends, you lost your job, you lost James, supposedly. Is it worth it? And Kristen's like, if I'm not a liar, then that it's fucking it's worth it.
Don't you dare call me a liar. You can call me a cheater. Don't call me a liar.
I'm not calling you a truther. Get it? But this is when Stassi's like, this is why I'm not friends okay. with you. I get it.
You,
I'm not
you do you. With you. I'll give you all well, the path. I'm not going on it with you, though.
No. Goodbye. Good luck. Here's Bye. The map to Crazy Town. Enjoy your way.
Good luck. Don't turn left at the Crazy Mountain. Just keep going straight.
Awesome. But now we're at Pump. It's time for this puppy adoption party. Even so, Jax walks up with Katie and Schwartz, and Jax is like, should I get a jug or a jug?
A jug.
Should I get a dog? I'm drunk. No, one drink later. Jax is like, should I get a dog? And Schwartz is like, please, God, no. And if Schwartz is telling you not to get a dog,
if Schwartz is like giving the light of day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And even Lisa sees Peter with the dog and she's like, oh my God, get it. And then she sees Jax with the dog and she's like,
put it down,
Jax.
Walk away slowly.
Put the dog down with your hands up, walk away. So then Sandoval and Jax cheers for a drink because Tom Sandoval has a dog and Jax isn't allowed to get one. So I'm assuming they're just chilling.
Jax looks hungover here.
Oh, he's struggle bussing. He's like the boy Kristen, always disheveled, always just in a bad mood. So Jax tells Tom that Kristen's blowing up his phone. Oh, Kristen will not stop bothering Jax. She's such a pain. He doesn't even know what to do. And Tom's like, look, you're a gossiper. I get it. You get it. We all get it. Please don't talk about me. Like,
yeah, leave my name out.
This is me on camera asking you to not talk about me. Because you've been feeding her obsession, Jax.
And Jax is like, I don't talk about you. I don't do it. What? He literally does that. You? He's like, what? I don't do anything.
Oh, clutches his pearls.
Oh, he my literally, Linda. Every time somebody calls him out on something, he actually does. Whether they've seen it or not, he's always like, oh, no, I don't do that ever. He goes,
golly gee, me. All of the time. Just cannot.
You're saying I did that? No. Oh,
never. And Tom's like, okay, yeah, like not this exact moment you're not doing it, but like you do. And
you've
I know you do.
To do it in the past.
It's literally on camera. So I don't. And
roll the tapes.
And Jax is like, I don't even know. Like Kristen just, she thinks I'm this person that's just going to tell this truth that I don't even know about. And Sandoval was like, okay, what?
And Sandoval was like, nothing.
Here's the story. Schwartz and Sandoval feel super fucking betrayed by him. So they've been guarded, right? Jax just outed Schwartz about cheating. This just happened.
2-3 episodes ago.
Ha ha ha. Schwartz is angry. He's upset. That's why Schwartz isn't in a drink with them right now. Jax has to stop or his friends will no longer be there. And Sandoval doesn't feel like he's asking that much for Jax to be a good friend.
It's like, we need to have trust in you in order to be good friends. Otherwise, Sandoval says, like, we can be friends, but we're just going to be friends socially. You don't get to actually be a part of our lives.
You don't get to come over, be part of boy group. We're not going to go to the barber or salon with you anymore.
We'll go out drinking and that's it.
That's it. Me?
No,
I do what?
Never.
My it's wild.
This is, I feel like, the first episode that we really get both sides fully of Jax in front of Kristen and then Jax in front of the boys and how different they are.
So stupid. And then we get our stupid ass 90-second clip where Jax takes Shay's wedding ring and then pretends it'll just won't go on his finger.
Dude, Sheena's pissed. That's the only thing I wrote.
It was the dumbest fucking
joke. It's
like,
it won't go on.
He did this joke for a good two. This clip is only 90 seconds.
I was about
and he
to say.
Did it the whole time. It was the worst joke in the world.
It was
Goodbye. Dumb.
Sheena's face was the only good part. She's like, Jax, can we stop playing around with my husband's ring? That's what her face is telling me.
We know Jax is a Mactor. He's never been a comedic Mactor, right? Because that just wouldn't have worked out for him. He is not funny. Not one fucking bit.
Nope.
So now we're at Stassi's apartment. Christina Kelly is here. She has a party to go to. She has no idea what to wear. Stassi has some dresses from when she was skinnier. And Christina's like, haha, they might be big on me. I love that Christina disses Stassi. Because,
I love
like,
it too.
In the hierarchy of, like, who's the baddest bitch on the block, Stassi thinks it's her. But Christina Kelly is slightly badder than her,
well,
I think.
I don't think so. I think their friendship dynamic is so different than everybody else's because Christina, we've always said, we think has like another group.
Yeah.
Like she's friends with Stassi, but that's not her whole world. So if Stassi wants to be mad at her and shut her out, she's fine. She just moves on.
But I think like no one even knows that Christina could school Stassi. Like if they were to get in a fight, I think Christina Kelly would win, but neither one of them know that.
Huh.
Because Stassi could never anger Christina because she has a whole nother life.
Yeah.
Right? That's awesome. I love it. The baddest bitch on the block. But Stassi does acknowledge that she used to be a lot skinnier when she worked at Sir, probably from the chain smoking, crying in the back parking lot,
you know,
which
makes sense.
I
that is why
finally acknowledges the smoking on this show.
And that is why Kristen has no meat on her bones.
Yeah, never. She's always crying and chain smoking.
At the same time. That's why she's so skinny.
Stassi brings up lunch with Kristen. And Christine and Kelly is like, why the fuck did you go to lunch or breakfast? Like,
I'm confused. So why did we do this?
Why? And Stassi's like, I was curious. And Kristen needed advice about Tom cheating. And Christina is still like,
ugh, still confused.
I still don't get it. It was the weirdest talk ever. And Christina's basically like, I really don't care about this conversation. But you know, the Bravo producers were like, just care. And Christina's like, on. Okay, she's a psychopath. All Kristen talks about is Tom. And Stassi understands that it's hard to let go and you'll work it, sir.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Stassi puts it in perfect perspective. Kristen needs to let it go. Let Ariana live her life with Tom. Ariana clearly doesn't care about this rumor. And Kristen needs to move on and just be happy that she is not living that life. And that, in theory, if she was with Tom, he's not cheating on her. Like, you're not with Tom, you're not with a cheater. Move on.
Oh, I know. But then we find out Lisa has actually emailed Stassi to style the surf photo shoot. And Christina Kelly's thrilled, but she's Stassi, like,
yes.
It's a hard no for Stassi, which I get, but also this would be a really good styling opportunity. So it's kind of like your personal health or your career.
If I was in Stassi's shoes, I'd say no.
You would?
Yeah. It's not like you just kind of like left and you quit or you got fired. Like, you left on such bad terms with everyone and have not interacted with 90% of those people since.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I don't know what I would have done, because like I said, it's mental health or career.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think Stassi wants to be a professional stylist that badly.
It doesn't seem like she really gives a shit about it.
Yeah, it's like she went to New York, didn't know what to do, came back to LA, and she's like, maybe styling? I like big necklaces and Siobhan.
Well, she has that blog thing, so I think the only reason she was doing styling was to get content for her blog.
Oh, yeah, the blog.
And I, to be honest, I would not put this on my blog. If I've separated myself from Sir, I wouldn't want to put a Sir photo shoot on my blog.
So now we're dinner at Franco's. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Kristen and Rachel are here and they're waiting for Jax, Sheena, and Shay. If Jax would just come out and say the truth, Kristen would not be a liar.
Yeah.
And like, Kristen would be in such a better light, which also I'm like, no, you wouldn't. This would raise your social standing zero.
Sheena brings this up later, but we're just waiting on Jax and Sheena. Those are the main players. You know, we're following Stassi's map. We're going to get the people.
Fuck about Shay.
No.
Straight up.
We need Sheena to show up, believe the rumor, because if Sheena believes it, Ariana will believe it. We got our own math equation. Stassi's map plus Jax's honesty equals breakup of Ariana Tom.
The math equation of the send of the whole fucking season, actually.
I mean, honestly.
And no one can get it to equal. No
one. What's
crazy
is the ring on the string makes more sense.
honestly. At this point, I'd rather someone give me a ring on a string than relive this again. I can't.
Okay, I'm going to buy you a ring on a string.
Thank God. I can't wait. So we all sit down. To make things less awkward, Jax makes sure that Rachel and Sheena know each other, which...
the way Sheena plays this, even if they haven't known each other forever, Sheena goes, we go way back. I feel like that's the best way to counteract somebody being like, do you guys know each other? And it's like, of course we do.
Well, Rachel was nice. She's like, Sheena came to one of my shows.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, yeah, we know each other.
I thank you so much. We're two of Kristen's only fucking friends. Of course we know each other.
Well, here's the thing. Jax isn't someone to like, just bring gossip to other people. I feel like if people ask him, he'll make up rumors.
Yeah.
So I feel like he doesn't want to be here and doesn't want to talk. No. But he says he does come because Kristen will not leave him alone.
He needs to just, this is another. Yeah. Sheena's excited though, because she is looking forward to getting an apology from Kristen.
Sheena's invitation did not include the fact that we will be perpetuating a rumor. Sheena thinks her invitation is to get an apology.
Yes. So Kristen starts out, she's like, hi, everyone. Thank you for coming to my dinner. I'm sick of being called a liar and for trying to ruin Tom's relationship. I'm not even trying to do that. And now she's like, What? Are you kidding? Is that
she's
why
like,
we're here?
That's why we're here.
Yeah. She like under her breath and she's like, oh, she's literally like, she's American like, Idol is on. I'd rather watch that than this. Like,
excuse me. I was ready for the apology tour, not this rampant rumor.
Well, really quick. Kristen is the only one that's doing justice for Kristen, but she has been paying for her mistake, yet everyone else cheats and Kristen's the only one that's paying for it.
And the monologue.
Gina and Shay's faces are just like, what the fuck? No. And this is when Gina on the side is like, no one cares about that shit with Miami girl. Kristen's crazy because Kristen slept with her ex-boyfriend's best friend, got punched in the face by a stripper, got a girl to fly across the country to confront Sandoval, yelled at Lisa, got fired, and punched her boyfriend at a wedding.
Okay. That's why you're crazy. You're not. No one's talking about a liar.
No one thinks you're a liar. How about that? Everyone.
Everyone in this group is a liar. No one cares about lying. Nobody even cares about cheating anymore.
And then Rachel's like, I don't want Kristen to look crazy. And I'm like, Rachel, what season you on? Where you been? Hi, welcome.
Getting a Miami girl to fly out, I feel like is the beneath the surface of That's the iceberg. It. It's yeah, like, no. We had the tip of her sleeping with Jax, but it's like, holy fuck, there's so much under the water. We see it.
We get it. This isn't the Titanic, okay?
We can see the full fucking iceberg now.
And then Jax is like, why is this my responsibility to tell the truth? Looks at Sheena and goes, what do I do? And Sheena goes, I don't know. Tell the truth?
Yeah.
And Jax then says that the girl was with Tom in the room having sex. She slept with him. She had sex with him. Jax is 100% sure it happened. Victory for Kristen, right?
She's like, I'm not a liar.
And then she goes, and then Kristen's like, I promise this is not about Tom and Ariana breaking up. This is about me clearing my name. That's it. That's this whole thing.
I'm vindicated. And Sheena's like, no one gives a shit. Ariana doesn't care that this is true. No one cares if it is or is not true anymore. The only thing you are doing is driving a wedge between Sandoval and Jax, which listen, Kristen doesn't give a shit about that either.
But Sheena goes, I've never called you a liar. And Kristen goes, they do, meaning Tom and Ariana.
They do.
And Sheena's like, okay, your ex is going to call you a bunch of shitty ass things. Like, he calls you a whore and a slut too. What, the liars? And Kristen's like, don't give a fuck. We're not putting a stake down
for that one. Yeah, apparently you don't care about, again, slut. But I'm not a liar.
But like, Sheena's like, you failed though. Like, they're never going to stop.
No,
like, talking about how crazy you are, right? No matter what, they're going to stay close. They're not going to believe you. So what's the fucking point? What are we doing here?
What's the end game here? Besides you claiming victory over being a truther. She's like, Shay, got that badge.
Shay's sick of this, right? He left his cozy ass couch and his wife to come to this shit. So he goes, this is crazy. And Kristen goes, Rachel's the only one that's had my back. And then Sheena goes, oh, what the fuck, bitch? I've had your back from the beginning. So that's when Sheena gets really pissed, as if she wasn't. She's already pissed.
She was just annoyed, though, because she thought she was getting an apology. But now you're calling her a bad friend, which, to be honest, Sheena's the only good friend to Kristen this season.
Yeah.
Like, Rachel's not on it, so it doesn't really count about her, but it's like, okay, I would actually say Sheena's been a good friend to Kristen.
Yeah, Sheena's been the best friend she could have been to Kristen. The bestest friend.
To the point of destruction of her friendship with Ariana. Like, she's putting her friendship with Ariana at risk to be your friend.
And then Kristen's like, Sheena, you're not a good friend because you told me you didn't know if this was true. And Sheena's like, I don't know if it was true. I was not fucking there. What are we doing?
You not say it's true? You're basically calling me a liar.
And Kristen's like, well, now do you believe it's true? And we're like, oh yeah, because Jax Taylor has said his wishy-washy thing of like, it's not true. It is true. It's not true. Now he's saying it is true. Now we must believe. Yes.
Yeah.
This isn't crazy.
Sheena's like, I don't care if it's true, but I wasn't there. So I can't tell you with 100% accuracy that it is or is not true. So I'm staying out of it.
The logic is Jax has confirmed it's true and Kristen's not a liar. It could not be more clear.
It's like a coin toss. Every time Jax says if it's true or not, it's like, well, it's heads up this time. It must be true.
Okay, so at this point, Kristen and Sheena, so Sheena and Shay are like, we're going to leave. So everyone starts to leave. I just want to point out, I'm pretty sure I have the dress Kristen's wearing.
I know Ooh. This exact dress. When she walked in, I was like, oh, this gives me flashbacks to a time.
I got it. I have it in my closet right now. I'm trying to sell it. Anyway, so Sheena's still like, I don't know if I can believe it. Jackson defends Kristen because apparently there are only specific things that you'd know if you saw Tom's penis, which Ariana has also seen Tom's penis. So
Kristen also says that Amory knew very specific details about her relationship with Tom. And I'm like, you're not fucking reality TV show. Doesn't everybody know about your relationship?
I could guess intimate details about your relationship. Like, honestly, there's point A and point B. I just got to find the middle. I can figure it out.
Okay. When Anne-Marie was in town, she said Tom's dick was small. Okay. Wouldn't everybody call their ex-boyfriend's dick small? Like, yes, Kristen's of course going to say that, especially on TV.
This. Also, how detailed are you going to go in about this dick? What? Okay. There's a vein right there. Great. Get it.
Draw me a picture, Anne-Marie. I was thinking that too. I literally, in my mind, was thinking of people I've slept with. And I'm like, could I ever describe it? No. Listen,
all dicks look the exact same, but it's still a penis. Like, you get it.
Okay, it's but still, any description, idea. It's like, oh, that's the
same
it.
Same idea of it, yeah. Right? You can only describe a dick so many ways that people are gonna know exactly.
How do you describe one so uniquely you know for sure it's that one?
You want to know why instead of dick pics, we do mug shots? It's because, listen, all penises can be described the same way. It is. Right? It's listen, all the same.
You don't just see one and be like, this one is so unique. I can
identify that exact dick right off the bat. Yeah, great. Whatever.
Good luck.
So Sheena's like, none of this effing matters. If my friends are happy, then I'm happy. Kristen goes, stop it. Have my back. And Sheena's like, this does not matter enough in my life. Kristen's like, well, it matters to me. And this is when Sheena and Shay are like, it's none of your effing business. How about that? It's none of your business. Like, who the fuck? At this point, they don't even care. Sheena's like, I hope that he cheated. So this can just be the end of it. Like, I don't really care anymore.
And of course, Kristen's like crying. And she's like, I don't feel bad for Ariana at all. I lost the love of my life for 6 years. I'm like, stop calling him the love of your life. This is one thing we got to bring.
Also, this is when, you know, Kristen at the beginning of this dinner was like, I don't care if Tom and Ariana date. And then now it's like, fuck Ariana.
She's dating the love of my life.
Where's the Mack truck, everyone?
She literally said, Kristen literally said that Ariana is lucky with how cool Kristen has been. I was like, honey, I would never call this situation and the way you've acted cool.
Yeah, no. Ariana literally lost her marbles in the back of a taxi and hasn't been eaten food.
Listen, you're a psychopath.
If anyone forced me, like I was so emotional over someone that I stopped eating food, there was a problem.
I was about that.
Wow. Wow. Yep, I cannot stress enough how stressed Ariana is with your ass. I eat my problems
away. So if I just have to stop eating, whew.
Ma'am. And Ariana seems like a cool bitch who also eats your problem. So
I'm about to be in the Mack truck. I'm going to be the one driving the Mack truck.
And that's how it ends. Basically, Ariana's fucking lucky that Kristen's been so cool.
I'm actually hyped for this season finale. I think we're going to get some answers and hopefully this ends this goddamn Miami girl crap.
God, if this comes
I never want to hear the words Miami girl ever. I don't even want to go to Miami.
I will never go to Miami because that's all I think about. I'd be like, where's Miami girl? I can't. But next time on the season finale, we get our Sir photo shoot. Schwartz is in therapy talking about getting engaged. Kristen has to just move on. Sheena tells Tom that Jax said they did hook up, and Tom then confronts Kristen and Jax denies saying anything, which is like, bro.
Okay, here's the thing. You always have to get all the parties together. I know Tom probably did not want to be in front of Kristen, but in order to fix this dumb rumor and flip-floppy crap with Jax, every time you got to get him with the other person he's telling the other side of the story to.
I just want to know, does Jax not remember that he's on camera? Like, he can't just...
Well, to be honest, I feel like that doesn't matter because this comes out maybe 6 months after they film it. But doesn't he realize, like, other people talk?
Yeah, Jax is the dumbest gossiper. Like, honestly. Come on. Okay. Lisa then wants Stassi to talk to Katie, and they do. Stassi and Katie come face to face. Stassi then also gets invited to a party where Jax is, and Stassi.
I think it's the same party. It's the after photo shoot party.
It's the was it season finale party that we always get.
But they always pair it with that photo shoot.
Hey Jax, you feel this? Nothing will beat last season. Nothing. This was actually a funny episode. I cannot stop laughing. We had like so many weird ass bits that we were just like, it's so stupid. So we just have to
just talking over. About Kristen punching James every 10 minutes.
It's so funny. Okay. We must accept and block. Don, I want to block everyone. Yeah, you go first.
It's hard. I have two people, but I'm just going to pick one of them.
Pick one. I'll go the other probably.
I'm picking Jax.
Yeah, the worst.
I hate flip-floppers.
Stick with your story, man.
Have an opinion. Because the thing is, he could totally have an opinion and say, I think this is what happened. And I think he's in the clear. But the fact that he says, I 100% know. And we've already covered that he was on the beach fucking some girl. So, boy, you don't know.
Boy, you know nothing.
And the fact that Lisa had to be like, put the dog down. Yeah. Like, you're not even responsible enough to have a dog, which I feel like is not that difficult when you're in LA. That's why
Stassi took the dog. That's why she took the dog.
It's not like he sits at a like desk job for 8 hours and that's why he can't have it. He has such a variable lifestyle.
I'm going to block Kristen, obviously. She is so beyond crazy that punching James in the face was the least crazy thing I think she's done this season.
That's actually very accurate.
Like
how sad is that?
Specifically this episode, the fact that she goes back to the girl who she used to be friends with, but is not anymore because she screwed this girl over for advice and then tried to execute it at a dinner where Kristen just lost her marbles, right? Lost her damn marbles. They're gone. They're finished. Kristen's insane. Everyone thinks Kristen's insane. I don't even care if Ariana fucked this girl anymore. Like, Tom, sorry.
I hope Ariana fucked the girl.
I hope Ariana fucked the girl. No, I don't even care if Tom fucked her anymore. Either way, I just hope Kristen doesn't get what she wants. I just hope Tom and Ariana don't break up just to stick it in Kristen's face. That's all I want. At this point, I don't even care.
And she told Jax to pick sides between her and Sandoval. Wild. She also basically told Sheena to pick sides between her and Ariana.
Even more wild.
Like, honey.
The worst.
You gotta know your place on the ladder of friendships. And like, you're not high on either one of those lists. Above the other person you're trying to have them pick.
Figure it out.
Yikes.
Well, okay. Now we have to accept someone. Oh, is there anyone? This is kind of tough. I know. I think I have one.
I have two kind of people I could do.
Okay, you give one.
Okay, but then you can't pick this person. Okay. How about that?
Okay.
I'm accepting Peter.
The love of my life. Is it because he's was delicious? In
so many scenes. He was chit-chatting with people about how the wedding was, how crazy Kristen was. He got lunch with Stassi. She knows his order. He barely has to do anything. I mean, he does have to pay, but he was flying high and having a fun episode. And it wasn't even like all work stuff. It was like fun gossip at work. And then like a lunch date with Stassi.
And he might've gotten a dog.
Oh, yeah, I even forgot about the dog. Lisa basically put on the event so he could get a dog.
I know. Peter's amazing. He's just delicious. I think, okay, this might be controversial, but I'm going to accept Sheena.
Oh.
Because for a quarter of the episode, she was in Hawaii. She got back from her honeymoon, right? She looks great. And see, she had a deal with this Kristen shit. And I think her and Shay handled it quite well. And at this point, they're where I am, where they're like, I don't give a fuck. And Sheena's like, look, bitch, you're crazy. I've tried to have your back and you're still insane. Yeah. And I can't do it anymore. She said
all the things we were thinking.
And I appreciate Sheena at this point is just like, at this point, it does not matter if it happened. It's a thing of like, you're disrespecting this relationship over and over and over again. And Sheena's not going to stand for it. And she picked a side and it's Ariana's. Hell yeah, Sheena.
Well, it's weird because you saying like, it doesn't even matter what the truth is anymore shows that like, nobody is actually calling Kristen a liar to like attack her. They're just like, This Tom's always going to say it didn't happen. Let's be honest. Tom will always say he's not saying it to call you a liar. He's defending himself. It's not, it has nothing to do with you. Like, give it up. You're the only one like dragging this on.
Yeah, no. And Sheena is like the voice of the people right now, where she's just like, I'm over it. I don't even care. Her and Shay could have been home having a nice home cooked meal. They just paid for a giant ass wedding and honeymoon. They don't have time to go out to eat, bitch. Come on. This actually wasn't that bad an episode. I keep watching it. I'm like, this episode's going to suck. But every time it's a bad episode to watch, it's a great more one to talk fun about to it. Discuss. It's so funny because I care less. Okay, everyone, please, thank you for joining us. Please rate, subscribe, review, join our Facebook group, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon. You won't regret it. There's tons of shit on there. Our Instagram's super funny nowadays. I think 3 whole people like every Instagram I post. So thank you so much to those. I am one of them.
I don't get Alicia my
Meredith
likes.
Is not even one of them. so thank you to the 2 other people in the world that love me. So I think that's it. We will see you next time for our season finale. Until then, please remember that we love you more than a bottle of vodka.